I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon netcast. And this week, we have the microphone back that gave me problems in the past, but now does not. I know some of you are saying, Dr. Bill, how does that work? The microphone that gave you problems in the past now no longer gives you problems. Well, it's because I've changed the universe. I don't know if you remember an episode of Star Trek, The Next Generation, where Q had lost his powers. And when Q lost his powers, he was trying to help them with a problem. They were having a moon was going to crash into a planet. And he said, all you got to do is change the gravitational constant of the universe. And both Geordi and Data went, we can't change the gravitational constant of the universe. It can't be done. But they did actually figure a way to, relatively speaking, change the gravitational constant of the universe. You say, well, Dr. Bill, what does this have to do with anything? It has to do with the fact that the microphone, now works because I'm going through a mixer that connects to the USB bus of the computer. Things are falling behind me. Fortunately, it was not the Angry Bird or Tux. Yes, but anyway. So because I'm using the USB mixer, going into the USB bus, and it's all nice and quiet and doesn't have staticky noises, then life is good. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. You're saying, what in the world did any of that have to do with anything? Well, just because I'm constantly tweaking. You know me and the tweaking. Anyway, let's get into our news item, shall we? News item for this particular netcast is a new cool Netflix web player has been debuted. Debuted is an interesting word, isn't it? It looks like debutted. But no, it's debut. Must have French origins, because the French like to do those funny things with words. Yes. Anyway. So, I love my Netflix. I can watch all the Star Trek I want on Netflix. Which is good. They have all the old Star Treks from the original series all the way through Next Generation to Deep Space Nine. Even Enterprise with Captain Archer. The whole nine yards, they've got all of it. Which is good. So anyway, what was I going to talk about? Oh, Netflix, yes! Netflix has completely revamped its video player for browser-based viewing. And it's pretty slick. Not only does it come with a lightbox-type text overlay, while a video is paused, users can also preview entire seasons of a TV show while they're watching one episode of the show in full-screen mode. And Netflix is rolling it out across the interwebs. The only downside of the new player, it seems, is that there can be some issues with Chrome on the Mac OS. So if you're a Mac user, you may have issues. A warning screen came up to told this dude that writes the article here to switch to Safari or Firefox for the best viewing experience. However, a quick test showed that basic playback was working just fine via Chrome X. Excuse me. OS X X Chrome. Yes. So, there you go. I can feel that this is going to be a different show. Just from the way it's starting. Anyway, SpaceX. SpaceX is cool because it's the first commercial space company. Yeah, I know. Fred is probably saying, yeah, the space between your ears. Just give it a rest, Fred. Anyway, I told you last week that our mystery man, I wiggled the camera there, didn't mean to, the mystery man who puts those text things, comments on the show is P-H-R-E-D, Fred. A unique name for a unique individual. Fred. Okay, anyway. So, SpaceX is a commercial space company. They have the Dragon spacecraft. Yes. And they're going to, according to this article, they were going to set it off Saturday morning, which is, as I record this, is a Saturday. And it was early on this Saturday morning. And it happened not to go. Didn't work. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But when they do successfully get it up there, dude, it's going to be awesome. Because it will be the first commercial space venture that NASA has sanctioned to take provisions, if you will, to the International Space Station. Yes. So now the Ruskies won't be the only ones sending food to space. Food to space. Anyway, okay. So, whoa! Geek Software of the Week! Jumped up! Barked me in the back of the head like it is wont to do occasionally. Actually, all the time. Geek Software of the Week this week is Pinta. That's not the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. Not that particular Pinta. Pinta, in this case, is open source software that is used to do graphical stuff. Kind of like the GIMP, but with a lot less features. You say, well, then why would I want to use it? Because sometimes you need something just simple, quick, easy, simple, easy to use, doesn't have tons and tons of features. It's actually quite a bit lot like Paint.net, if you're familiar with Paint.net for Windows. Well, Pinta is available for Windows, for Mac, and for Linux, which is why I put it in the Geek Software of the Week and Geek Software of the Week Linux edition, both categories, because it has a version for both. And I tried it on Ubuntu 12.04, and it worked very well. It's very simple, very straightforward, but is cool, okay? It can draw freehand lines, rectangles, ellipses, and more. It also has an extensive history function so that you can go back and back and back and back and back if you make mistakes, like me. It has unlimited layers, and it has the ability to adjust in 35 different adjustments for effects and or tweaking of your images, as well as multi-tri, quad, and whatever support for your language. Various languages are supported. Also, you can, if you like docked Windows, you can float Windows, you can dock Windows, you can do all kinds of stuff. You can mix and match. So it's cool. So you should try it. It's a quick and easy download. Now, I will say this. If you're using Windows, you've got to load .NET 4 first. First. Before you install it in order for it to work. Okay? All right. Now, before we get to the next item, let me tell you that, as you can see by the banner here, GoToMeeting with HD Faces is awesome. And they have just graced us with the fact that they are going to be a sponsor again for Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon through the Tech Podcast Network. So as the banner here says, if you, the lower third here, if you would like to participate in the free 30-day trial of GoToMeeting, all you gotta do is use that special secret code word PODCAST. Enter that at the GoToMeeting site. At the little location where it says, you know, code word or whatever, put it in there, podcast. And that will give the Tech Podcast Network credit and thus help the doctor, which is a good thing. Yes. So, next item. SpaceX launch was aborted. This happened this morning as I write this. It was 4:55 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I myself was asleep while they were trying to launch this. But it was slated to be launched. However, they had a problem. They said a potential rocket engine problem was to blame, and they're going to trace it down and find out what's going on. You don't want to have rocket problems on your rocket. You know what I'm saying? Not a good idea. So, I still am really jazzed about it, though. I think once they get everything working, it's going to be really cool to have commercial spacecraft so that it's not all government-sponsored. You know, between you and me, the government's not who you want designing your rockets. You know what I'm saying? So, I think it would be a good thing to have someone else do it. Just saying. Anyway, next item is that Twitter joins the Do Not Track movement. Now, here's the thing. Lots of websites track you. As a matter of fact, that's how they actually make their money, is they watch you do all the things that you do on the various websites, and they track you around the interwebs. And then they sell that information to people who use it to give you a hard time and try to make you buy things. Dude, that just isn't right. And so, because there are privacy concerns and because there are people like me that don't want you tracking them all over the place, Twitter now offers an opt-out. In other words, you can say, don't follow me as I go do things while I'm on Twitter. And that's cool. That's good because, you know, privacy concerns, you should be in control of your own life, not the government and not weird, strange corporate people who are looking over your shoulder all the time on the interwebs. I sense a tinfoil hat. You knew there would be one. So, yes, don't track me. No, I don't want you tracking me. Besides, if you went places and tracked things that I did, you'd probably go, this guy is so boring. Why am I even bothering? Just saying. So anyway, here's the thing. We're just about out of time. Oh, yes. Last week's program ended rather strangely with me frozen in space and time. And I should have had the Batman music, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, playing like it is now. You'll go, why do you have the Batman theme? Because they would play that music that's playing right now when they would say, tune in next week, same bat time, same bat channel. Well, I was going to say that we were going to have a Game Master segment. And I left space for it in the show. But the Game Master said, meh. He didn't have anything for a Game Master segment. So we said we'd do it this week. Okay? So now is the bat time in the bat channel or something to see the Game Master segment. So let's go to that. Now
it's time for another Game Blaster segment. Game Master segment. This is not Game Blaster.
I got a haircut.
He got a haircut. A game buzz cut.
No. Never say it again.
Okay.
I'm tired.
Yes, you are. It's because it's night.
It is, actually.
It is night, and it is also, day later.
What?
Then when I did the...
Oh, yes. It is also... I got up early this morning.
Yes, so he's going on, like, almost very little sleep of...
I could do the math if I was awake.
And sleep.
Yeah.
And I just got through with a nap, and boy, my lighting is really terrible, but I don't actually care very much, so...
He doesn't care about my segment. He just doesn't... He
no,
doesn't
I do, keep the I do. Up. I just... It's me. You look fine. You look...
I need well another dead. Mic...
Yes, anyone, he needs a mic.
Anyone want to chip in and buy the doctor a new mic that I don't have to hold?
Yeah. I'm still trying to get him to buy the VidBlaster software. So. Of course, you don't care about the VidBlaster software.
No, I really don't. I don't see why you need to buy it at all.
Saying, okay,
so no offense, guys.
It's got an ad up in the corner, but, you know.
I mean, that seems like it would be good for their business.
Well, it is, but it's not good for mine.
Why? It's not like it hurt anyway.
Yeah, well...
That's another argument for another.
The mic on the thing. Other hand, he does actually need a mic.
This
I've
is
got
not...
this mic.
Yeah, you do.
I could give you that mic at some point.
Or I mean, I have a mic I could bring up. I just don't know if it would work with your setup.
Like a headset mic?
Like a lapel mic.
Oh. Is it that natty?
Maybe.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, that one is, yes, I think that would work.
I will bring it up and you can find out.
Sounds like more or less a plan. So.
Plan-like.
Yes.
Plan-like.
So what were we going to talk about?
We were going to avenge some peoples.
Yes.
All over the place.
Yes, we can at least avenge you. I think some there was something vaguely like that.
Yeah.
So anyway.
So we saw the movie like a few weeks ago.
Yes. The day that I said we're gonna go see the movie.
Yeah.
That day.
Whenever that day was.
Yes.
Yeah. and so we saw it and it was awesome.
And it was truly awesome. If you haven't seen it, I've been telling everybody at work, go see this movie.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the must-see of our generation.
I actually plan to see it again. I plan to go again.
I plan to see it not in 3D this time.
Yeah, we saw it in...
IMAX.
IMAX 3D...
Air quotes, IMAX.
Air quotes, IMAX, yes. It wasn't much of an IMAX screen, was it?
Yeah. The theater near us has just basically a normal-sized screen, but with higher quality... image.
IMAX projector.
Yeah.
Which is better than not having an IMAX projector, but it basically just allows them to sell you...
Well, for $15 a person, I mean, that's not worth it.
Yeah.
At all.
They would need to get like a three-story, screen.
Light screen. Anyway, yes.
Yes.
That.
In order for it to be truly worthwhile.
So, but the movie was awesome.
Cool. And you still have a Mega shirt.
Of course I do.
He has worn other shirts since. It's just we've cycled back around to the Mega shirt.
I actually planned this because I knew we would be recording this today, so I put this on.
Ah, see.
At any rate.
There you go.
No, we're actually recording these back to back. This is the same. No, it's not.
Yeah, no, it's not the same day. They can tell that because it's dark.
Yes, it is. And it is dark.
Dark, and there's lights out there reflecting from the lights in here. That doesn't make sense. But you understand what I'm saying. It's a reflection of...
reflections.
Yes, it's reflections.
Anyway, so the movie.
Yes.
Is our brain functioning enough to review this movie?
No.
No. We're going to try anyway. So
we'll do what we can, because... tired. I just got through with a nap. I took a little bit of a nap, and then I said, hey, let's do a Game Master segment. Where did I get Game Blaster? Oh, I know. That was a long time ago. That was a...
Blaster Master?
No, there was a Game Blaster audio card.
Okay. I will take your word for that.
I think that's right.
Your word has been taken.
Yeah, well, it's a vague memory. Boy, my lighting is really off. Go ahead.
Yeah, movie. So, spoiler alert. Just put up a spoiler warning.
Tony Stark rocks.
That's not a spoiler.
Well,
that's just common sense.
Yes.
But no, specifically the Hulk. I want to talk about the Hulk, and I want to spoil the movie completely by talking about the Hulk.
So, definite spoiler alert.
So, if you have not seen the movie yet...
Quonk, quonk, quonk.
If you have not seen the movie yet, I demand that you turn your speakers off right now. Because you need to hear this for yourself the first time.
Just go get a sandwich.
Yeah. Go walk away from the speakers and you'll be good. But anyway. My favorite line in the whole movie. What?
Go ahead.
Favorite line in the whole movie.
I know what it is.
Is when the Hulk, after he finishes smashing Loki around, he just says...
Like a rag doll.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
And Loki goes... And the Hulk just says, puny god. Best line.
Yes,
in any
that
movie.
Was pretty cool.
It
actually,
was
the whole scene with him going.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like.
I mean, the bit where he punches Thor is good. You know,
yeah,
the bit where Captain America says Hulk smash is good, but puny god just takes it.
Yeah,
because that was just.
We'd already seen the
amazing
the Captain America.
Yeah, exactly.
Not in context.
True.
The context made it even better.
Yeah, which was impressive because it was already pretty funny.
It was already a funny line. But, dude, that was just awesome.
I mean, it's kind of like one of those lines where you know they have to work it in somehow, but the way they worked it in was just impressive.
That's true.
But, anyway, it's sort of like, like in the Fantastic Four movie, it's clobbering time.
Yeah.
And they had the little toy say it. Remember that?
Right.
That was that. I liked that. That was pretty cute.
Yeah.
This was like that, but epic instead of funny, and it turned out being funny too. Anyway.
Yeah, there were a lot of scenes like that.
Basically.
There were things that were just pure fun. I mean, they had so many nods to the fans.
Yeah.
It was
awesome. You could tell it was made by fans and not by a corporation aiming to get money.
Apparently, Josh Whedon has read...
It is Joss Whedon, by the way. Josh? There's no H. Joss.
Joss?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I see that on the screen now that you mentioned it. In my brain. And it does still doesn't make sense. But anyway, he apparently has read a few comics in his day.
A few, yeah.
Yes.
A few.
Definitely. So, also, I agree with the Totally Rad Dudes. The Totally Rad Dudes said that no one should make an Avengers movie other than Joss Whedon.
Joss. However...
I tried. I couldn't say it.
I would actually one up that and say that no one should make a superhero movie other than Joss Whedon, because he's got it down, pretty much.
That's true. He totally gets the genre.
Exactly. He knows what the fans are looking for, and he knows how to take those expectations and exceed them. Indeed. Sort of like what J.J. Abrams did with Star Trek.
Yeah.
Really? Really?
Well, okay.
I mean, come on. I mean, ignoring continuity.
Oh, yeah. More continuity already. Other than that.
No, but I actually really liked that Star Trek movie. Anyway, that's another topic.
I liked it. Okay.
I liked how he at least tried to explain it, you know, instead of just saying, new universe, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he did say it was new universe, but he tied it in and
he
said...
He at least gave them an excuse for a new universe.
Yes. Exactly.
Mm, okay.
But anyway... another topic for another Game Master episode that will never happen.
Who knows? Maybe when we do Enterprise... What was it called? It was Star Trek. Star Trek 2...
Oh, The Wrath of Khan.
True.
It actually will be The Wrath of Khan. It just won't be the same Wrath of Khan.
I don't think so, will it?
Yeah. They said Khan was going to be the bad guy, didn't they?
I don't think so.
I thought they did.
I hope not, because...
I hope not, too, Khan, but...
But Khan.
I'm pretty sure that's what they said. And Ricardo Montalban's a bit busy being dead.
Like, totally dead.
So, unless they know a way to zombify him.
Yes, well.
Anyway.
Mm.
So Avengers.
Avengers. We are talking about the Avengers. I think that's what we really started out to talk about.
Eventually, we'll get back around to that. I keep kicking the table. It's pretty great.
Which is why the camera keeps going...
Anyway... We should probably rate the Avengers so that we can go to bed.
Okay. Avengers are going, what?
What? So, the story. Start with that.
Yeah.
Out of five.
Well, there's epic. So, five.
I would have to go with five. I mean, what else can you possibly give this movie?
I was going to say, I mean, is this going to be kind of like a little bit of a given that it's going to end up being all fives?
Well, I mean, we'll have to see. I haven't quite remembered all the categories off the top of my head yet.
Okay.
But anyway, so the story was amazing. The writing was amazing. The dialogue was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about the story was amazing. Pretty much.
Hulk was amazing.
Absolutely.
Matter of fact, it was the best Hulk of any movie, even the Hulk movies.
Well, that's not really saying a whole lot.
It was the best Hulk movie.
I did like the second Hulk movie a little bit, though. Mm. I mean, not like it wasn't like my favorite movie ever, but it was good.
I didn't think I was going to like Mark Ruffalo as the Hulk, but he is a good Hulk.
I did not know that was his name, but okay.
Yes.
Hooray! Next category. Graphics.
Yes. Oh, you want me to... Okay.
Yeah, graphics.
Okay. Five again, I guess. I mean, I was going to say 4.5, but that would be undercutting it by half a point.
4.753. No, I don't know.
Okay.
No, the thing with the graphics to me was... They were obviously amazing and good, but they really didn't do anything that had never been done before, you know?
They had a Hulk, great big
slightly Green Hulk. But, which is Green Hulk is in the past, which is actually good.
I know, yeah. But what I'm saying, though, real. The Hulk has been done before.
Yes.
And been done fairly well. The graphics, I mean, not the character, but the graphics. Mm. Having, like, a giant flying spaceship helicarrier thing has been done before.
Well,
obviously.
Yes, but they managed to make this one look very believable.
They did.
And it's a very unbelievable thing.
They did, and I'm very impressed by that, but let me finish.
Okay.
Giant snake robot worm things were done in Transformers, and I didn't like them then.
The spice must flow.
Yeah. Thank you for that. And then, I mean, I kind of just feel like it was all stuff we've seen before.
Mm-hmm.
It was done really well, but I can't say it was, like, amazingly epic, like the first Star Wars movie was at the time.
Yes.
Sort of thing.
You know. Well, this is being compared to, like, the Star Wars for us.
I agree.
Our generation, although that was my generation.
So. Well.
Just say it.
I agree with that sentiment in terms of like, pushing the boundaries of what a superhero movie is.
Yes.
And pop culture and all that. But in terms of graphics, I don't really feel like it was pushing any boundaries, you know? You know what I mean?
Well, yes. Although, I think maybe the thing about that is that...
Well, I mean, the thing about that is...
They were dealing more with the story and
the people. Yeah, and I like that.
They were taking it for granted that all of this was real.
Yeah, I like that. That's one of the things I love about it, but that's part of the story.
Okay.
Looking purely at the graphics, I'm going to say 4.5, because it still was amazingly good.
Yeah.
But not, you know, groundbreaking.
Mm.
I mean, is that fair to say?
I think so, and I think the other thing is they had plenty of money to work with, and they made over $302 million.
That's for sure. Yeah, isn't it like the biggest grossing movie ever?
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. Sound, audio stuff happened, place, majigger thing. Yes.
Yes, it was glorious.
Let me tell you guys a story. A story. So, you know how, if you've seen the movie, they play that scene in the middle of the credits, and you're like, oh, okay, that's it? That's the scene at the end of the movie?
The one that I missed because I had to go to the bathroom?
No. You've just ruined my story.
Okay.
No. The one with spoilers, Thanos.
Oh, that one, yes.
Yeah, okay. In the middle of the credits.
Right, that one I saw, and then I said, dude, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, he went to the bathroom, and I figured he was fine because, I mean, that's the only thing they're going to show, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But the thing is, I loved the song they were playing during the credits so much, I decided to stay.
Pretty epic, yes.
Yeah, I decided to stay anyway.
Well, I mean, I had an urgent meeting.
I understand. However, but because I stayed, I did get to see that extra scene, which I'm not going to spoil. So if any of you didn't see it, you should go look it up on YouTube. It's on YouTube, right?
I don't know. I didn't think about that. I could maybe see it on YouTube if it's truly on YouTube.
Someone told me they looked it up on YouTube.
So
I think it might have been Vlad.
Oh, dude, I'll have to wait until the Blu-ray comes out.
Anyway, why would you wait until that? That's not internet thinking. Anyway.
Well, no, but I totally want the Blu-ray.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, even I'm with you. If we can get the Blu-ray and DVD, fine. But that'd be pretty cool. I want the Blu-ray.
Yes. Well, anyway. The point of that story, other than to say there is something after the credits.
Yes.
Keep watching. The other point of that was to say that the sound in this movie is spectacular. The voice acting is great. The music is great. The sound effects are great. 5 out of 5.
Okay. Are there any other things?
Categories? I'm working.
I'm muting.
Yeah. You can see a little...
Yes.
I mean, it's not a video game, so there's not, like, you know, replayability or anything like that. I guess there's rewatchability.
Hey, there's rewatchability, because I totally am going to rewatch it.
Yeah, exactly.
But I see it in regular, though.
I guess that's really the most important ones. If you wanted to do another one, I would call it maybe fan service, you know.
Yes.
Trueness to the comics, which I think it did a pretty good job of.
Oh, yeah.
Except Nick Fury really isn't black, guys. He really isn't.
Well, not historically. they have totally changed it.
I know, and that's so weird.
Samuel L. Jackson
is an amazing Nick Fury.
Nick Fury.
Yeah. I don't know. I really don't know how I feel about that, because I'm traditionally really unhappy when they change things like that.
Well, yeah.
Like, but when they said...
changed it a long time ago.
Yeah. But, I mean, when
and
they said...
changed it a long time ago and made him Nick Fury. I mean, made Samuel L. Jackson, Nick Fury in the comics.
Yeah, they basically did. They modeled the comic Nick Fury after Samuel L. Jackson.
They got his permission and they did it, and he was like, dude.
Yeah, that's the thing about Samuel L. Jackson is when he plays a character, he gets into the character, oh, and yeah. he loves the character. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. He's a very cool actor. I like him.
I actually saw or read part of an interview that he did where he was explaining Nick Fury's motivation, so to speak.
Which is pretty cool.
Speaking as Nick Fury.
Which is pretty cool when an actor can do that and not sound like an idiot. You know?
Yeah.
Because I've heard of a lot of actor interviews where they just sound like complete idiots.
So, like Keanu Reeves?
Well, that's just a space case. I'm talking about Michael Shanks trying to be Daniel Jackson.
Well, yeah.
And in an interview, he just falls apart.
Yeah. If he doesn't have it written
yeah.
in the script, he just can't ad-lib being...
And I hate that, but it's true.
Yeah.
And Daniel Jackson is like my favorite character, so I was really bummed when I found out that Michael Shanks was not my favorite character.
Yes. Well, he also does
Mega really Snake, yeah.
Bad movies.
God, Mega Snake.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen. So anyway. So finally.
Final overall rating?
Yes.
10. I mean, come on. What else was it going to be?
At least 10, maybe more.
I don't think that's physically possible.
Well, maybe
but
not.
If it was.
If it was, yes.
If it was.
So I guess the bottom line is
watch
that
the
everybody
movie.
Must go.
Watch the movie or else.
Go watch this movie.
Yep.
That also does something else. It encourages Marvel and other movie companies to make comic book movies, and well, they should.
Well... Yes, however, we have to be careful with that because we want them to make good comic book movies.
Well, yes, they are going to make a JLA movie.
Not sure how I feel about that.
Yes, well, that's what, kind of what I'm saying.
If they do that well, that'll be good. If they don't,
yes.
then...
Let's just say they have a lot to live up to.
Specifically, though, I'm concerned... I'm tentatively excited and concerned at the same time about the Spider-Man movie that's coming out.
Indeed.
I
definitely found a guy that looks like Peter Parker.
I guess. He looks a little bit more like Edward Cullen to me, but okay.
Whoever that is.
You don't know who that is?
No.
That's the guy from Twilight.
I don't do Twilight.
I know. But that's kind of my point. He's got that sort of emo haircut going on.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's
anyway.
Just the generation.
I do kind of like that they're doing Gwen Stacy instead of Mary Jane, though.
Indeed. Gwen Stacy was my favorite girlfriend of his.
Yeah.
When I was reading the comics, and I was...
And frankly, Mary Jane isn't much of a character, in my opinion. At least, the Mary Janes that I've seen haven't been.
Yeah, the one that was in the comics was pretty good.
Okay.
But
that's fair. But I mean, the movie
not
one...
what they've done with her in the movie.
The movie one was kind of lame, and the cartoon one was really lame, especially when they got into the whole water clone thing.
Yeah,
what was
well,
that?
That was just wrong.
Anyway. But I don't know. I'm tentatively excited, because the Lizard is one of my favorite villains... Gwen Stacy is a really cool character.
Yeah.
I like some of the things I've seen about, you know, Spider-Man swinging around the city, but...
They definitely seem to have... I mean, my observation is, what I've seen of it, is that he looks more like Spider-Man hanging upside down and, you know, basically comic book-looking
yeah.
moves
yeah.
than I've ever seen before in a live action.
So, I can go with that. But I don't know. I'm... I'm
after
hopeful.
All, I saw Spider-Man when in the like 70s or whenever it was, when they had this like 6'2" guy playing Peter Parker, and Spider-Man was a little 5'2" guy.
That makes perfect sense.
And it was, and he was skinny, and the other guy was heavy, you know, not heavy like fat heavy, but muscular heavy. And Spider-Man was this lithe dancer-like guy, and
that doesn't make any sense.
No, you don't put on a costume and lose 100 pounds.
That doesn't make sense.
You know, so. Would that it were so, but you know.
Anyway, so, you would see a lot more people running out in spandex.
That's true. Well, I just,
anyway. I don't moving on.
Yes. Now we were talking
speaking,
about that with bicycles today.
Speaking of spandex, Man of Steel.
Yes, that's going to come out.
How do you feel about that?
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Basically, yeah.
And kind of like that about the Spider-Man movie, too. Although,
well,
the Spider-Man movie at least looks like it could be good.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to the Superman one, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Superman has not had a good showing.
Surprises.
They might.
They may.
I still say Tom Welling.
So far, the DC movies have not been well received in general.
Which is sad. I liked Green Lantern.
I liked Green Lantern a lot. Yeah, I'm, of course, a total Green Lantern fan. Truth. So that helps, but...
And I like Ryan Reynolds. He's fun.
Yeah.
Maybe not a traditional Hal Jordan, but he was cool. Anyway.
So, how we doing on Korra? How we doing on the Avengers cartoon?
The Avengers cartoon is just kind of all right. I don't know. I like it, but it's not amazing by any stretch. Young Justice is pretty impressive.
I like Young Justice.
What they're doing with that is quite impressive. And Korra, I don't know. I had another one of those moments where I kind of felt like they missed some opportunities in that last episode.
Mm-hmm.
Because they revealed that this one character, I'm not going to spoil it, this one character turns out to be working with the Equalus. And we saw it coming from the moment he was introduced, frankly. And
although we weren't sure it was going to be him or another character near him.
Yeah.
Try not to say anything there.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And
I'm sure they do too. But my point was going to be, though, if they were going to do that twist, they should have played it up more. They should have made it draw out longer. They should have brought out more of the characterization and the, you know, the motivation. But, I mean...
It's a kids show, you know?
It kind of isn't, though. I mean...
Well, yeah, I agree.
It's on that border, and I wish they would lean more towards being serious, because kids can handle serious, you know?
Yep.
They can.
Pablo,
anyway.
Of course, rocks.
Pablo is amazing. He's the best character, clearly.
Yes.
Sort of like Momo is the best character of the first show.
Eh, well... I wasn't as big a Momo fan, but I'm totally down with Pablo. So.
That's fair enough.
So, okay. So, is that pretty much it for the Game Master segment this week?
Well, I do have a story I could tell, but I kind of want to save that for the next one.
Okay, we'll do that.
Because that's a techie story that'll go with what I will hopefully be talking about in the next segment, which is Mass Effect 3.
Oh, yeah.
So excited about that.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay. So, but, yeah, I kind of sort of maybe know a little about what it might be.
Yes.
So, good.
There you go.
So, we'll head on out now.
That way.
That way?
That way. This way.
Oh, that, yes, that way. Well, do that again while you're on camera. Yes, okay, there you go. Alright, so, I personally will go that way, because that's where the TV is, and we're going to go watch, like, the
Avengers
cartoon.
Yeah.
So,
which is all right.
It's an
I said
Avengers
that.
Kind of day. So anyway, remember till next time, the Doctor and the Game Master are out of here.
You need a new intro for me. Outro, rather.
Outro, yes.
Oh, well.
Whatever.
We're out.
Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.